They're young, vicious, and tech-savvy. ISIS is not your parents' Al-Qaeda, the FBI director says. And tonight he says he believes the group presents a bigger threat to the American homeland than Al-Qaeda. In an exclusive new interview with Wolf, James Comey paints a chilling picture of the growing ISIS threat.
Why is ISIS so powerful?
Well, they have adopted a model that takes advantage of social media in a way to crowdsource terrorism. They have invested about the last year in pushing a message of poison, primarily through Twitter.
U.S. officials and independent analysts tell us the FBI director is concerned because ISIS is now using certain parts of Twitter and other social media that are not in the open. ISIS operatives are moving to encrypted communications on those social media platforms, experts say, to recruit terrorists, inspire, or even direct attacks.
Below the water, that huge iceberg, up to 80% times bigger than what's above the water, that's the deep web. That's the part of the web that's not indexed.
The attack on a Prophet Muhammad drawing contest in Garland, Texas, was believed to have been carried out after encrypted communications between ISIS and the gunman. Comey says those encryptions are dark to the FBI, nearly impossible to track. And unlike Al-Qaeda, which thoroughly vets recruits and brings them to training camps, ISIS simply tells anyone who will listen over social media, kill where you are. And ISIS, Comey and others say, is actively seeking, quote, troubled souls.
ISIS targets people Al-Qaeda would never have dealt with in the past, people with troubled backgrounds, people with substance abuse problems. ISIS doesn't care about that one little bit.
The result, Comey says, more ISIS followers and potential attackers inside America.
The FBI's investigations related to this threat all across the country. Right? There are hundreds of investigations. We're trying to understand where somebody is on the spectrum between a consumer of this poison on Twitter to an actor who's about to try and murder innocent people, and evaluate where are they on that spectrum.